So I said, thoughts on Caligari? He said he didn't eat squid.
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Good afternoon, Mr. Steve Newell.
Greetings. How are you going?
I'm going pretty good. Wow, movies.
Movies,
they're everywhere.
They really are. They're mostly on screens, but they do turn up in the most unexpected of places.
Mm. Have you ever listened to a movie just the audio?
Not since the days of childhood. R2-D2 bleeps to turn the page. Movie-related storybooks.
Oh, right, of course. Mm, mm. Interesting.
But I just had one heck of a flashback. It's right back there.
Right back. Wow, way back. I see you've got a baby girl t-shirt on.
Oh, stoked for my baby girl t-shirt.
Are you catching it at Hollywood tonight with a big live audience?
I am not out at Hollywood tonight, but it's a great opportunity to see the film before it opens to a general audience tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
I did see something about boring milk cocktails.
Ah, yes,
so,
that's right.
That's all very thematically on point for this film.
Great. Well, yeah, head along, ladies and gentlemen.
So that's the big cinema release of this week. We talked about Baby Girl a bit last week. I really love this film. Works on a number of different levels. A very sophisticated erotic thriller.
Mm.
It's the sort of thing I would love to see more of.
Exactly.
I had a great chat with baby girl filmmaker Helena Rain that just went up on flicks.co.nz today. So it's really interesting long form interview. She talks about her love for other erotic thrillers, Michael Douglas picks like Disclosure, the formative nature of seeing films like 9.5 Weeks as a teenager. Realizing that there were other people out there that were like her, hopes that Baby Girl can do the same.
Great.
The same for a current audience. She was also really keen to expand on the sort of Easter eggy nature of Nicole Kidman's husband, played by Antonio Banderas, who's a theatre director who's putting on a production of the Ibsen play Hedda Gabler. In the film, I saw the film with Sarah Thompson. She sort of spotted this and how it thematically links to the plot of Baby Girl about, essentially a woman who desires leading her to destroy everything around her.
Mm.
There's some good stuff covered. And also it was really nice to hear that the director's a huge Sky Ferreira fan also, and we sort of dipped in a bit to how Ferreira's thwarted career, allegedly sabotaged by record company politics, controlled by other people, itself kind of thematically links into the film.
Wow.
Her song Leash plays over the credits.
A lot of Easter eggs.
And it works really well.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to enjoy about this film that's really just sitting on the surface. Go see it.
Fantastic.
You could do worse than going to Hollywood Avondale to see it tonight. Just very quickly on the Hollywood Avondale tip.
Yeah.
Their David Lynch retrospective season commences tomorrow.
Cool.
Most of these are playing in 35mm. Starts off with Eraserhead tomorrow night. It's playing chronologically. Eraserhead Thursday, Elephant Man on Sunday. Then next week we've got Blue Velvet and Dune. The week after that is Wild at Heart, Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me, and The Straight Story, and then the increasingly head fucky run of Lost Highway, Mulholland Drive, and Inland Empire to round out the month.
If you've never ever seen a David Lynch film, what is the one you should really make an effort to go see out of the ones that are showing at Hollywood?
That's a great question. There's so many different ways in here. You could go for Palme d'Or winner Wild at Heart, which is quite a kind of, it's a bit of a cruel film, but it's also a crowd pleaser. I mean, you could just jump into the Eraserhead. I mean, this is probably a good opportunity to fill the gaps as much as possible. It's probably a bit of a stretch to say any of his films are accessible. And those that are, like The Straight Story, aren't really, enormously representative of the things that people talk about when they talk about Lynch.
Right.
So it's a toughie. I would say don't wait to the end of the month. I'd say get to something pretty soon and try and double back for something else.
Hell yeah.
Would be my recommendation. Also on general release this week is a film called Companion. I'm going to spoil this film a little bit today.
All right.
But I'm not going to spoil it. I don't think I want to spoil it any more than the trailer or maybe even the poster for the film do. So, all right. So if you're trying to go in completely cold to Companion, I'll give you a few seconds to temporarily power down your radio before returning to the Majesty of 95 BFM.
Hell yeah.
I reckon that's enough time. So Companion sees a couple played by Yellow Jackets, Sophie Thatcher, and the boys, Jack Quaid, head away for a getaway to a secluded cabin that turns out to be a luxury home more than a cabin.
Mm.
There's a few friends there. It's sort of setting up quite a familiar sort of black comic ensemble dynamic.
Yeah.
Then kind of switches gears into being much more of a conventional thriller structure. There's a bit of a plot behind the scenes. There's a bit of a double cross that happens, and then there's a whole lot of kind of self interest and people digging themselves deeper into difficult situations.
Yeah.
The twist that, as I say, is given away by the trailer and arguably by the poster, is that Sophie Thatcher's character is a companion. She's not a human being. She is a robot. Emotional love sex companion to Jack Quaid.
Wow.
The
future. Is it like a sci-fi?
It's like a good episode of Black Mirror.
Oh, okay.
Wow. But there's enough power in this to a feature length. The sort of, I think the way that the reveals play, you know, even though you're given breadcrumbs to kind of see, certainly the nature of Thatcher's character coming works well. And then maybe it kind of devolves into a bit of a Megan 69.0 type scenario.
Right.
There is a mooted sex bot spin-off of the Megan franchise coming this year. You can imagine it looking a lot like this. I enjoyed this. This was fun. It got really good mileage out of its premise. Plenty of gags.
Yeah.
And if you ever wanted to know, or if you ever wanted to have your cinematic suspicions confirmed about what kind of a dude would acquire a companion emotional sex robot, then the revelations about Jack Quaid's character sort of paint him to be exactly the type of dude that you probably expect.
Yeah, I know a few people that in my life that would probably probably go that way.
So a couple of pretty fun cinema releases this week.
Great,
these will be good ones that I can picture having a good yarn afterwards.
Hell yeah! Anything? What else is on the horizon?
On the streaming front, there's a film I saw a few weeks ago called You're Cordially Invited. This is coming to Prime Video this weekend. It's a throwback to kind of the classic days of the big mainstream movie star team-up comedy.
Yeah.
It's pitting Will Ferrell and Reese Witherspoon against one another.
Right.
I think you kind of got a picture of just how mainstream this thing is already.
Yeah, two legends.
They threw a classic comedy movie contrivance, find that they've both booked the same wedding venue on the same day.
Ah, one of those classic comedy movie tropes.
Yeah, like maybe a premise written on the back of a napkin at a wedding.
Yeah.
But it kind of shows why these things worked so well, and that even though they're not done so often now, even though arguably we're a cynical and more fragmented audience, there's still a lot of fun watching two stars like this rise to each other's level. Like they're not slumming it in this film. It's truly very, very funny. The supporting cast is really strong as well.
Yeah.
And while, you know, it's about as innovative as a cardigan, it's a comfy one.
Great.
So that's coming to Prime this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Good movie.
You could do much worse than watching this from bed on a weekend morning.
Exactly. Wow, fantastic.
So you've got a few options. That's all sort of in the coming soon category. Baby Girl and Companion are in cinemas tomorrow. Baby Girl, you can catch at Hollywood tonight. David Lynch kicks off this weekend at Hollywood, the career retrospective, runs for the next month or so. And then You're Cordially Invited rocks onto Prime Video this weekend.
Great. Plenty to watch.
There you go.
Plenty to things. Plan ahead.
Cool. And you should read that Baby Girl interview on flicks.co.nz. I'll plug that one more time. Read that Baby Girl interview on flicks.co.nz.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that on Instagram story. We'll all have to go to his Instagram. Steve Newell. You'll find it there. Great. Thanks, Steve.
All right.
See you soon. Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.